What do
That
you think happens? So you've run a clinical trial, you've submitted the data. What do you think happens now? What's the next logical step and timeline?
So somewhere in the next couple of months, I'm hoping that we'll get something, we'll get a decision out of the agency, whether it's that we can file or we may have to do a repeat something in this process. So we don't know that yet. That's still under discussion.
If you had to run another study,
Yep.
I mean, at this point, you've now run a study, you kind of
Right.
have sites and physicians and infrastructure that's familiar with it. Let's say the agency says, okay, run another 100-person study. I don't think it would be 1,000 people. I think it's more
No.
likely to be 100 than 1,000. And
Right.
so if they said to you, all right, everything's good, but we would just like confirmation, run a second independent trial, 150 patients. That's kind of 18 to 24 months and $10 to $12 million. Is that about right?
Roughly, you're in a ballpark with that. That's about a good gauge, good way to think about it. So, we'll see. So, well, we developed a lot of experience with running that trial. So we now have a good idea about the centers. We also had a very positive experience in terms of India and generating data out of there. Some Myron personally made a trip there as well, overseeing that the execution of that trial
It was kind
in
of in the
India.
post-COVID period where it was hard to enroll people, and
Correct.
India really helped
Correct.
you hit your numbers, right?
Correct.
Right.
Correct. So
Good.
with that, we're fully engaged in